ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Learning Masech the Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Daled. We're starting from the end of Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. The Gemara there is going on the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, on one of the differences between Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis, the Dine Mamanis, Hakol Malamdim Schus V'chayva. By Dine Mamanis, everyone could say their opinion of Schus or their opinion of Chayva. But Dine Nefashis, Hakol Malamdim Schus, we allow anyone to say their opinion of Schus, V'ein Hakol Malamdim Chayva, but not everyone is allowed to say Chayva, to say why he should be Chayiv. So the Gemara starts off, Hakol V'afilu Edim. If the Mishnah means that anybody, meaning including the witnesses, including the Edom, that they could say Zechus, but they cannot say Chayva, name Vasisa Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yudhi V'loi Rabbanon. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yudhi and not the Rabbanon. The Tanya Ve'edecha Le'yana B'nefesh, Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. It says that Edechot can't say his opinion on the case of Dini Nefashis. And that means, Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. Eid Echad can't say his opinion. The Gemara darshins that this pasuk is not telling you that Eid Echad can't be made, because that we anyway know from the pasuk that it says, Le'okam Eid Echad Bishlech Olavan L'chol Chattas. This pasuk says that Eid Echad Le'yan and B'nefesh is telling you that he can't say his opinion. So he can't say his opinion either L'schus or L'chayva. Beis B'yudah ima ina L'schus and ina L'chayva. So it sounds like the Mishnah goes like a Beis B'yudah, because they're abundant hold that an eight can't say his opinion neither L'schus nor L'chayva. So the Mishnah seems to be going like a Beis B'yudah, that he could say schus and can't say chayva. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Bechem and the Talmidim v'divrei hakol. We're talking about one of the Talmidim. The Talmidim, they could say schus according to everyone, but they cannot say chayva. So that's why it can go even like the Rabbanah. So Kumtai says, that the Edom, there's a machleik, is a Beis Behuda and the Rabbanah. The Edom, Rabbi Beis Behuda, says they can be melamed schus and the Rabbanah say they can't, and everyone holds they can't be melamed chayva. And the Talmidim, everyone agrees, can be melamed schus and not chayva. So Mar says, my Talmud, our Beis Rebuda, Dama Kray, Erecha Le'ana B'nefesh Lomas. The Pasuk says, Erecha Le'ana B'nefesh Lomas, Eid can't say his opinion for death, that it means that his opinion is that he should die, the says L'chayva. Lomas Udeina Aina, Aval Eschus Aina. It's only when he says Lomas that he should die, but L'schus to say that he should be Pater, he could. Rabbanan Amr Shlakishun, the Mexican, Egeye Be'idusai. That he can't say schus either, even though what's the reason why he can't say schus l'char chayva, we understand. With silo eida, we don't want to hear chayva. Mashenk and schus, why not? The Tarot says he's Mexican and gay beidusai. Rashi says it sounds like the reason why he's saying schus is because really he wants to cancel his eidus. He's afraid of being Muslim. And he can't be chayzer because kev and shigur shum and chayzer maggots. He figures at least he'll try to patter him and that way he won't get punished because you need the gemara din in order for the eidzayman to be punished. So Mel it's Mexican again Beidusa. Rabbanan Hai Lomus my Darshi Bay. Why the Rabbanan say with Lomus, I says Lomus, how could they say it's even going Lushus? Mukmila Bechem and Tamidim. They use the Fechem and Tamidim, Kitanya. Om Echem and Aidim Eshlam Skus Minayan Shin Shemla, Tam Lemin Echel Layana. Minayan Lechem and Tamidim Shom Yashin Laman of Chayva Mayan Shin Shemla, Tam Lemin Echel Layana Benefish Lomus. So eight Echel Layana, period. And an echad layana benefesh lomus mashein kain for schus and echad meaning a talmud could be aina. Now as a machlokes rishonim halacha lemaisa, what's the din by edim by mamonis? And as all this is by nefashis. By nefashis the din is that talmidim can be melamed schus and not chayva, and edim is a machlokes rabbanon hold they can't be melamed neither schus nor chayva. Basically, the holds just like talmidim they can melamed schus and not chayva. By Maimonides, thus state clear in the Mishnah al-Kabbanim by Talmidim that they can melamed bein schus u'bein chayva. What's it then eidim by Dine Maimonides? So the Ramban, it's in Bava Basra daf kuf yudal, this particular Ramban, it's not Eifanoi, but the Ramban in Bava Basra yudal, it says mefurish, that if you hold like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that by Dine Nefashis, they only can be melamed chayva, but they could be melamed schus, so kumtais, it's a din, dafka lagabe, that we don't want to hear chayva, we don't want to kill somebody, we want it's a din and atzala. So Mel, according to him, avanda by Dine Maimonides, they can melamed both schus and chayva. Mashenkin, if you hold like the Rabbanon. If you hold like the Rabbanon, that by Dine Nefashis, it can't be Melamed Schus either. So Kumdeis has nothing to do with trying to save somebody from Misa. Because Adar Abba, we don't even let them say Mischus, so Kert. They're coming and saying it's Pater, and we don't listen, and we're going to kill him. It's a din, like the Gemara says, Negev Hedus. So Avad the Yen Adin would apply to Maman also. You can only be mechalik between nefashis and mammon where the pshat is by nefashis. If you're saying something in order to pater somebody, in order to mezaka, that din could only apply by nefashis as vitzilo eid and not by mammonis. Mashenkein, if the din applies even to mechayiv by nefashis, you don't even listen to an echel, the schus of adon has the same din by mammonis, and by mammonis also, you wouldn't be aina. That's a sheet to Sarambat. But the Rambam holds not the way. The Rambam holds that Edom could be Einem by Mammonis, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. As I state, Rambam Mefurish, Shenilchus Edus, Perikei, Allah Ches. So the Shainim are bothered, if the time why it can't be Einem by Nefashis L'schus is because it's Negei B'Edus, because maybe you're just saying L'schus because you don't want him to be Chayva. So in that case you get Muslim, so why would that apply to Mammonis also? Why would the same thing apply? The Gei Be'ed is the same thing. So the Chlisha Iran and the Me'iri, they say that maybe it's a matter of maybe dying. So that people are worried about. There are these Negei Le'edus, Mashen Kain, the matter of being Chai of money, that people aren't so worried. You wouldn't say Negei Be'ed is B'chai Gavno. Or some Mishenim say the Negei Be'ed is because maybe the craven of the dead person will be angry at him. So right, if he killed somebody, so then the craven will be angry for just mechayev and mammon, it's not so bad. But from the Rambam, it's mashman, the whole thing is exeris akasav. The time is negeyev eidus, as they state in the Gemara, the Rambam brings that time in Sefer HaMitzvos. He doesn't even bring it in the Yad. But the Rambam says like this, Agamara dashes the pasuk like this, Erecha loyana, period. Erecha loyana. Erecha can't say his opinion altogether. Then echad liyana benefesh lamus, meaning a talmud, he can't be ainu benefesh lamus. Mashen can he could be ainu l'schus, and who would be my mom and his bein l'schus bein l'chayva? But the Rambam in Yad Eifenart, he teaches a pasuk like this: echad liyana benefesh, echad can't be ainu altogether when he's coming lamus. When he's coming at Echad Layana, when he's coming Benefesh Lamas, an Echad that's an aid on Dine Misa, he can't be Aina. Mashengen and Echad is not an aid by Misa, he could be Aina. That's a Chilti Nefashim Mamanas, as they state in Rambam. It's interesting, all the Rambam says the Drasha different than the Gemara, it's Archim Bezeb. He must have had a Makar for this Drasha. But the Drasha he says is, not like the Gemara that says that Echad Layana, period, and Echad Layana Benefesh Lamas, that's going on the Tamidim. At Echad Layana period, when he's made Benefesh Lamas. So if an aid's not made Benefesh Lamas, there's no exerce because of the at Echad Layana. See, Be'emes, the time of Negei Be'edus alone, even though it's a shtickle mashman in the Gemara, the Negei Be'edus alone is a time to say that it's not L'schus and not L'chayvam, but then the Gemara brings it from a pasuk. And the time of Negei Be'edus is L'chayvam, very shver time. Like we'll speak about, because he's not negay in be'edus. It's not, when you say negay in be'edus, the chayy, you mean that his edus is he's negay in the saying of the edus. The chayy, that's not the word. His edus, he said without any negiyah. You chayy mean to say that he's negay in what he's saying now. But that, why is that a reason not to say it? So he's negay. Let's say the ed is negay. He's coming and saying that I have a schus, and he's negay in bedavar. But why shouldn't we listen to him? I mean, manavshech, if we see that he's wrong, so we'll pass him that he's wrong. And if he's right, so he's said, and he's right. My nafkamina, mean if he's negay or not. It sounds like a vaitach shash be'etzim that an aid should be able to convince the Bezdin that he's right, even though he's negay, even though the Bez is not negay, but since the Eid's negayah, so we're afraid that he's just saying it because of his negayah. But once he's saying it, the Bez will pass in wrong because of it. Sounds like a mad nechshash. So the whole thing, l'chay, is only exeris akasav. And mail the Rambam tight up that the exeris akasav is dafka by nefashis and not by mamanis. But al kopanim, we have this machlekes rishenim. By nefashis, the din is clear that a Talmud could say l'schus but not l'chayva, and the aid l'fir beis b'yuda also is l'schus but not l'chayva. L'fir rabban, and he can't say it all. And by mamanis, it's clear that a Talmud could say bein l'schus bein l'chayva. And we have a machleg zishenim for ein, the feather abana that say that ein can't be made the schus. Does that mean kolshkin by mamon he can't be made at all? That's the Ramban. And the Rambam says no. The whole din is a din by din nefashis. By mamon it doesn't pass and it can be made bein the schus. He could be ein bein the schus bein lechayva. Now there's another big machleg zishenim. When we say that a talmud is made the schus and not made lechayva, malamed schus and not malamed chayva, what does that mean? So Pashas, you might say, it's just a child, do we listen to him? Talmud, the Bezin is trying to dan it in, the Talmidim, the Yerushim Lefneim, and the Talmud says, I have something to say, L'schus. So we listen, what is it? We're interested, we want to hear. Maybe we'll agree with you. If the Talmud says, I want to say something, L'chaiva, we say, no, we're not interested, don't talk, don't say anything, L'chaiva. If we can figure out L'chaiva, fine, if not, we're going to batter it. Because we want to, schus, we want to try to find as much schus as possible. Mashen chayva fakert. If we can then figure out the chayva, then a shemayim will patter him. Kain like a yotzim yibezdin zakai that we don't call him back. And as I land the Karen Ayur, that's the whole pshat in the Gemara. And as I land even the Ran, the chayv brings this pshat from one of the rishenim. He doesn't quote the name, but Rav rishenim and the Rama Michlolim it's mavur hold that there's more to it. It's more than just that the Talmud could go and say schus and can't say chayva. When a Talmud goes and says schus, we bring him up and put him as pawn of the Bezdin. He becomes a chelik of the Bezdin, and we have to rechem with his day in the minyan. When we have the minyan of the Bezdin, so the Tamidim that came and said schus, they came up with a swirl of schus, we put him in the Bezdin. And they bring two rayas to this yisoid. One raya is the Gemara and the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak, the Mishnah of Mem in the fifth parak. The Mishnah says, Echem and But the Gemara in the end of Mem Bei says that if Yesh Mamish Medvarav LaYoyer Misham LaOilam, if Ain Mamish Medvarav, then LaYoyer Kolayim Kulay. So they said, what do you mean, la'yayir misham la'ilam? L'chayir, it means that he's nichol in the minion of the Bezdin. As I tie into Rishayim Araya, no, could be the other Rishayim hold that it's not mukhrich, even if he sits up with the Dayanim, it still could be he's not counting the minion of the Dayanim. But another Araya they bring, from here on Awadaf and Aflam Adalin, where it says, Eloshin Echem Tamidim Shezicha Umeis, Reinei Sekilu Chayva Aymibim Kaimai. One of the Tamidim that was Zika, and he died, so you see, it's Ki'ilu Yischai, and he's Aymed Bim Kaimai. If the Pshat is that he's not Aymed Laminion, so what do you mean, Reines Ki'ilu Chayv Aymed Bim Kaimai? We already heard this, Chus. It's up to the Bezdin, if they want to be Mekabla now. What's the difference of Yischai or Meis? What's this word of Reines Ki'ilu Chayv Aymed Bim Kaimai? And Rashi there says, Reines Ling Laminion. So if I say, Chloe for that Gemara, that he's Aymed Laminion. Otherwise, there's no other Pshat in Reines Ekilu Chayv Aymed Mekaymai. Now, the Ran brings that the other Rishayim say that what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that we're afraid that maybe he has a Pseschus, and we don't know exactly what it is. And we're afraid that maybe if he'd be alive, he'd have convinced everyone to the Pseschus, and that's it. If he says that he has a Pseschus, and then he dies, he's not here anymore to discuss with him, to argue with him. So we don't know if he would win the argument or if the ones who hold chayv win the argument. So Mele, it's like he's constantly saying schus, and we have no way to refute him because he's dead already. So we just patter him. But the Ran and the Ramban are very bothered. They say it can't be such a thing because Kumtais is not Reinei Sekilu Chai, Fakert. It's he's much more stronger now that he's dead. It says when he's chai is kailei echad meis kailei shiva, like the Mishnah says at the end of Kinim, that's the Rishayim's Melitza. He gets more powerful because when he's alive, so good. We'll see if we agree with him. Fine. If not, then that's it. We don't agree with him. But now that he's dead, so that's it. Now we can't argue because maybe he's right, and now we have to patter it. That's not what it says. It says, Reines kilu chayv oimim kaimai. So that's what Rav Yishayim hold. When we call him the Rambam, like we'll discuss, that the pshat is a tamidim become a chelik of the minyan. Then the Chiddush HaRan says two nekudas, two lechayev vichtig in nekudas. One nekuda he says is, Hani Mili, if there's a fight between the Bezdin, you have the 23 Dayanim in the Bezdin, and some of them are Mezakeh, some of them are Chayiv, and the Tamidim want to get involved in the argument, and the Talmud says, I have a raya to the ones who are Mezakeh. So good, he joins the Bezdin. So maybe we could overpower the Mechayevim with the Mezakeh if you include the Tamidim. But he says, if the Bezdin doesn't have a fight about it, the Bezdin's all klar one way, and this way I guess they'll all be klar l'chiv. So then, even if all the Tamidim hold the schus, doesn't matter. The Bezdin doesn't have to listen to the Tamidim. They're the Bezdin. The Bezdin wins. It's not. Otherwise, what's the pshat that you have 23 people on the Bezdin, you also have Tamidim. The Tamidim have an equal vote as the Bezdin, so what's the mile of the Bezdin, b'chalal? Elamai, the mile of the Bezdin is, the Bezdin, if they're all unanimous, then only the Bezdin's opinion counts, no one else counts. That they were saying the Tamidim are coming in and are counted as part of the Bezdin is what anyway this Chalukah Deis in the Bezdin. And now we're going to have to go Basarayim, then the Tamidim have a vote also. Well, there's that Bedina Mamanis, because we're saying by Mamanis also, Hakom Lamdim Schus V'chayva, and it means the same thing, it means that they're counted in the Minyan. So what's the Vart? What's the Nafkamina? You have only three people there, dining the Dine Mamanis, but if all the Tamidim count, so they just overwhelmed the three people. So Vasef is, what are the three people that they honor? The Torah says, if the three people are unanimous, that's it. Even if all the Tamidim hold against them, they don't have to listen to the Tamidim. Now if there's a split between the three, two of them hold Azai, and one of them holds Azai. And then the Tamidim weigh in, so they can't, even now, the Tamidim will hold like the one. So now we have to listen to the Tamidim. Once there's a split, Dash Tate and Iran. And he says, one more Nekuda. He says that this is only when a Bezin is done al Pikfiyah. So then the Tamidim also count. But by Dini Mamanis, where the Bezin is being done al Skiblo Alayu, that they don't have a Rech to be Kai for this Bezin. Stam, the people chose this Bezin. Zebar Lechad, they'll Makabal the Bezin. So then he said the Tamidim don't count, because they'll never Makabal them. Who says the Tamidim should have a Deya? If the Bezin's dining on Ayde Kfir, they're the Bezin in the shot, and they go, and they mun them to din, so that's the halacha. That if Tamidim come, if there's a split in the Bezin, and Tamidim come, and they want to weigh in, so they also weigh in, and the oil of the minion, and we have to bask on our pirayv, including the Tamidim. But saying if you have as a private Bezin, that's not being done on the Kfir, it's being done on the Kibbul Olayim, so Mechet Hesed Bali Dava Meshuvah to what the Tamidim say, they only want to Makabal the Bezin. He says, who are them when you find by any idea? We say Yisifu Hadayanim V'chuli. He says, Yisifu Hadayanim only works like a Bezin that's done on Pikviya, so then they can be Vesif Dayanim. Now, Shankin, a Bezin that's being done because the Kibbulay, so they can only be Vesif Dayanim on Piratsin and the Baladinim. The Baladinim don't want Isafis Hadayanim. So that's it. You're not Vesif Dayanim. You're done Elu Kineged Elu, whatever it is. So you don't have a Psak, but Akapanim, you can't be Vesif Dayanim. Just like the Dianim themselves can't paskin only with the Ratzin and the Bali Dinim, so who are then? They can't be Meisif Dianim, will Talmidim, only if the Bali Dinim are maskin. Ba'akobanim Vaif, and that's the Machlaikis by Talmidim. I mean, Rav Yishayim hold that by Talmidim, the Pshat of Melamdim Skus Ve'im Melamdim Chayva, and the Chayahudim, the Pshat of Melamdim Skus Ve'chayva by Mominis, is that they become a Chalik of the Minyan. Their vote counts. Now, the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, what about the Edim? What about the Edim, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that Edim could be made l'schus? And according to the Rishayim, the Das HaRambam, that by Mamanis, the Edim can be made bein l'schus, bein l'chayvam. Does that mean that the Edim are also oil l'minyan? So Rabbi Nyayna says yes. Rabbi Nyayna and the Chedushim say that the according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that even the Edim can be made l'schus and not l'chayvam. And my mom and Pashas Alisha Beis Buddha holds that they can be made bein l'schus bein l'chayva. And according to Rabbanan, we mentioned the Machalik Zushayna ben Yena is Mesufik Gada. He brings also, I think, some Machalik Zeramim and Rif, if the Edim could be made by is that din according to Rabbanim by nefashis that can't be made loy l'schus v'loy l'chayva? But what about mamonis? Is it sad that then they could be made l'schus l'chayva? All these things that Rabbeinu Yonah says it means being oil l'minyan, and the edim could be oil l'minyan l'schus by nefashis according to Rabbeinu Yudah, and by mamonis they could be oil to the minyan of the dayanim, just like the tamidim. And Rabbeinu Yonah says it's pashit that way. He holds that if it's just a matter of talking, he says, why can't they talk? Who's stopping them from talking? Why shouldn't you listen to what they say? What's the problem in the gave the edus vector? Like we mentioned before, there's a problem in the gave the edus. They're not passing anything. They're just saying that they hold exclusive. If the Yonim agree with them, so good. So says Azai. And if the Yonim don't agree with them, so they will reject their words. He holds the whole shmooze of the Gemara has to be dafka im l'minyan, because why shouldn't we listen to Eidim or Tamidim, Mein L'schus, Mein L'chayv, B'fra'at L'schus? Why shouldn't we listen to them? Why shouldn't we listen to Ma'idin Imam? There's no mocking for it, B'chali Olds. That means in the Mishnah says later, a Nusach, that if the Eid says, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amin Aleph, in the beginning of the fifth parak, that the Eid says, Yeshli L'lumalev S'chus, M'shaskanai, the Mishnah says, is our Lashon. I says he holds his life dafka, M'shaskanai, that we don't want to hear what he has to say. M'shaskanai means that we don't reckon with him, we don't count them the minion. That's not Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabban is bothered. What happened to the din of Eneid Nasadayin? How could the aid be oil l'minyan? What happened to the law of Eneid Nasadayin? So Mitchil and Rabban also holds that way. But the Rabban says that Eneid Nasadayin Vaisis is only going on the Ikka Bezdin. It's going on the main Bezdin. On the main Bezdin, there's a law of Eneid Nasadayin. When Hashem came on these people that are nicer to the Bezdin, even though they're oil to the minion of the Bezdin, but then at the main Bezdin, and Mel is no concern of any Nasa dying on the Edom coming in and being oil the minion of the Bezdin. So that's a Shita Shabbeinu Yonah. Mashiach in the Ramban, after he brings it, he metchila held that way. But afterwards, he has a Yishalmi, the way he teaches up the Yishalmi, that was good for the Yishalmi Suffolk. And the Yishalmi's maskana was no, we say any Nasa dying, and the Edom can't be oil the minion, even by Dine Mominus. And as I say in the Rambam, in the Chesedis Perikei Aloch Ches, the Rambam says that even though, like we said before, Dafka by Dina Nefashis, the Eid can't say anything, and the Rambam says, Lashonim Shas, can I say? He disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's how every Shainim seemed to learn, that the Pshah is the Eid's not allowed to talk. We don't listen to the Eid, he's not allowed to talk. That's the din of Enecha Layana B'Nefesh Lomas. Don't talk, we're not interested in your opinion, we only want to hear Eidus. Any commentary about your edus, we don't want to hear. Your job is to say edus, not anything else. And that's gufa de din of erechel l'yana. Erechel l'yana means the Eid can't say anything else. But the Rambam says it's dafka by nefashis, but by mominis, the halacha is that he could say, but he says, but he can't be counted the minions of the Rambam, because the din is eneid nasadayin. So come there, so have a machlekes rishayim. Rabbeinu Yonah held that on the side that the Eid works, or by mominus possibly, that means the aid could become part of the minion of Dayanim. I ain't Nasadayin. The Ramban says that would only be on the Ikavez, not on anyone that's idle the minion, but her Nasif. Now Shang and the Rambam holds that an aid can't be idle the minion anyway, because they ain't Nasadayin. And that's the maskon of the Ramban also. That's a Rav Yishayim hold. And what does it mean that by Dini Nefashis, Eid can't be Aina, not that he can't be Eid L'minyan, that's even by Dina Mominus, but he can't talk altogether Meshaskanai say like the Lashon of the Mishnah. Now there's one interesting machlaikis, Asar Safuchas Abyssal, that the Gemara says in the sixth parak that even if the one who's being Nidan, the Hayreg, he says he has a schus on himself, we listen to him. We bring him back to Bezdin, and we listen to him even four or five times, well, that's Sheish Mamish Bedvarev. So there, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban, when he mitchila held that way, said that avada wa maskim. The Hayrig himself, avada, is not nimdin the minion of the Deonim. But they both bring that the Rambam, in Perek Yud Alach Ches and Ilchas Sanhedrin, he says, Am echem in a tamidim din nefashis eishlam chayvim meshaskin, I say, Am eishlam v'schus malon eishimam le Sanhedrin. Im eishit marav mamish, shayim alay. And then he says, "I feel on my need an atzmi yeshilam and atzmi schus shayim loyva oil l'minyan v'hushi b'dvar of mamish." So the Rambam not only holds a tamidim oil l'minyan, he holds that the then even the need in Atzma is Eil Leminyan. That there, Rabban Ben Yenny said, that can't be. Avadi is puzzled to be a dying on himself. How could it be Eil Leminyan? Even the Rabban that says, the guy that didn't have any Nasa dying, maybe that only applies to the Ik of Ezdin. But that's the Gabbid of Psul of Enid Nasa Dayan. It's not really a Psul Dayanus. We're saying the Psul Baldover, Avadi can't be Eil Leminyan altogether. But the Rambam holds, yeah, that was the Chari Appel of the Rambam. And it's a Sora Safuchas, because the Rambam by Edim says, Enid Nasa Dayan, even by Dine Mominus, even by a case where they're allowed to talk, but they can't be a Dayan, they can't be Mainim, because Enid Nasa Dayan. And even by the Nidin, he says, he could be Mainim on. The Chari Koshkin of Moldova can't become a Dayan. Now, there is a terrace in the Brisker Rav. It's in a Kaivitz that's called Eish Tamid. The Brisker Rav, as they brought Shem Shtiklich from the Brisker Rav in this Kaivitz on page Tavkuf Nun Beis in the Kaivitz, Eish Tamid. But hacked into a Shrei Rambam, it's in the gate to a Gemara a little bit later on Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara, Lefi the Girsus Rambam, says that by Dini Mamanis and Avin and Benoi, or Ravin Tamidai, count as 2 days, and Dini Nefashis, Avin Benoi, Ravin Tamidai, only count as 1 day. So the Rambam wanted to know, what's the pshat that Avin Benoi accounted as 2 days or as 1 day? What's the pshat that the Avin Benoi are in the Sanhedrin? You can't have Kravim together in the Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says, the Avin and the Ben must be that one of them was a Tamidim, one of them was in the Sanhedrin, and the other one was from the Tamidim. And he said, Yeshilim Eschusei Chayva. In that case, Yeshayim and Dvarav and Naisim and Naisim and Nimnim Imai. The Rambam say again, Mefurish, that Tamidim, the Nimnim Imai. And in that case, you have the Chilik, the Lagabi Mammonis, the Avin Benoi count as 2 votes, and Lagabi Nefashis, the Avin Benoi only count as 1 vote. And then the Rambam says, Ubishask by Dine, Goyim is Dine Bekravim, Shadianim Akravim, Sumum Adin Kamashi is Bar. Ubishask by Din, we can't have any Kravim on the Din. So the Chayr, it's a plea. Mefarshim Abadha by it. So what does he mean that it's Nimnim? He's saying the Avin Ben have to be Hechrich, that has to be a Talmud that's in front of the Bezdin. And Madini Mamanis, he says they have 2 votes. And Madini Nefashis, they only get 1 vote. But that's B'shas Masumatim. B'shas Gmar Din, Kravim can't vote. It sounds like even by Din Imamidus. So, where is the vote other than B'shas Gmar Din? When else do you have a minion? Where do you have the minion? I said, Gmar Din. How much appellate the Rambam? It's hard to understand Pasha Taich. So, Zakti Briskirov, and the emphasis, Lagabi, this Rambam, also the stipler, was Mechavim into the same thing. It's a stipler here in Sinejin, Simon Gimel, that the pshat is that the 2 things that Bezdin has to decide. One thing Bezdin has to decide is abstract what the halacha is. What exactly is the halacha? And the second thing is, what is the psak benegay of this particular case? So the halacha is also decided by Rav. The halacha is decided by Pi Rav. The Rav day is paskin halacha. There's no psul of kravim. And the stipler goes on, a lot of other gemaras he answers with that, this chilek, that when they're just discussing halacha, they're having a case in the chreis and din and ezikin. And the question is Bar Chayiv on Kalim or Pater on Kalim? It has nothing to do with this case exactly. It's not Mashaila. There's a Machlaikis. Some of the Anim hold that Bar is Chayiv on Kalim. Some of the Anim hold Bar is Pater on Kalim. So to have a minion, they decide on Pirayiv what the Allah is. There, that's when the Rambam saying the Avin, the Benoi, and the Avin Tamida count in the minion, but the Avin Benoi only count as 1 vote for Dini Nefashis, and they count as 2 votes for Dini Mamanis. But once they know the halacha, now let's decide this particular case. The halacha is already decided on Pirayv, and now we have to pass in this particular case. Was he mazik? Wasn't he mazik? How much is the hezik with chuli? And come with a psak din in this case based on the halacha. That's a different minion. For that minion, you can't have kravim in it altogether. So, Ibazai, Lefidis Yisai, Tainan Tabiskirav, it's the same thing with that the Rambam says that the Nidin himself could be counted l'minion. Avad the stam to paskin chayiv a potter the nidin hotnish kendeya. He's a baldover. But when they're discussing a case in hilchus ritzicha, or whatever halachis, let's say it was chil shabbos, so they want to discuss, is this deraisa or derabanan, this malacha? Is it a malacha deraisa or malacha derabanan? Then the Ram holds, he knows as a day. If he's a Talmud Chacham, and he could say a svara, say a day, we're not discussing is he chayiv a potter. We're discussing, is this case a case of Chiyav HaPater? So there's no psul baldava. We're just talking about the case. Tirshenim Amashma Bemisin could ask if the Eidim themselves, you think the Negeya is a Koshke and he's Negeya. So Tirshenim say, because it's different. You want to give him a chance to defend himself. Pagapanavayif, and that's what the Brisk Yerav teaches the Rambam, that's what it means in Nidin is Eil Laminyan, not to Paskin on the Igadin of Adam Aldova can't Paskin, but to Paskin on the Halacha. That's where the Minyan is talking about. So Gavaldig Yishmaka Teretz, just I don't understand fully Lefizah, why the Eidim won't have this problem. Why does the Rambam Paskin that the Eidim can't be Eil Laminyan? Because Ein Eid Nasadayin, L'chayor also the Din of Ein Eid Nasadayin should be Dafkin the Etzim Dayanim of Paskin the case. Mashain Kane, Lagabi passing the Etzim Din, the Edim should be able to be Eil Laminyan. So why is the Rambam say some in the Nidin could be Eil Laminyan? And the Rambam says the Edim can't be Eil Laminyan because they ain't in Asadai, and even though it's in two different places, one's in Ulchas and Edge and the other's in Ulchas Edus. But Chayrit Shver, from the Rambam says the Nidin is Eil Laminyan, like the Risk Rav explains because they're only discussing the Alacha, why wouldn't the Rambam say by the Edim also that the Eil Laminyan, Al Kapanim, by the Psak halacha, and maybe just mention that they're not Eil Laminyan for the Ikar Psak, and by the Nidin he also doesn't mention they're not Eil Laminyan for the Ikar Psak. It's Arachianite. And now let's go weiter, let's see the Sugya on Amud Beis. When the Gemara there is going on the next part of the Mishnah had said, Dine Mamanais, Dunim B'yayim V'gayimim B'layla, and Dine Nefashis is Dunim B'yayim V'gayimim B'yayim. Now Dine Mamanais, only the Tchil is Dinesi B'yayim, the Gemara Din can be B'layla, and Dine Nefashis, both the Tchil is Din and the Gemara Din, they both have to be B'yayim. So the Gemara first goes on Dine Mamanais. Shtei Tzvei Chidushim in the Mishnah, it says that the Tchil is Din has to be Dafka B'yayim, not B'layla. And it says that the Gemara Din doesn't have to be B'yayim. The Gemara Din can be B'layla. Minani Mili. How do we know these dinim? So the Gemara says, Amr Abchiba, Papa, the Amr Krav, Shavtus, Amr Chaleis. Because it says, Shavtus, Amr Chaleis, Vaistais, is no paid if it's Yayim B'layla. Iyachi Tchilas Dinamik, the Rav, Ramik Siv. It says, Shavtus, Amr Chaleis. And it also says, Vayi B'yayim, and Chilas Banav. Yayim, Vaistais, you need Yayim for the Din. Okay, so Yayim, Tchilas Din, Layla, the Gemara Din. So that's why you have two psukim. You have one pasuk that says you need afka yayim. You have one pasuk that says that it can be b'chaleis. So we learn out that the yayim is for tchilas din and the laila is for gemara din. Then the gemara says, "Masnisin loy kerab meir," because Reb Meir says that you learn out from our pim yekor riv v'chol nega that a hekish rivim to negam. Riv is zine tayir, negam is maris negam. The man negam b'yayim, because it says a b'yayim erayis bay. Af rivim b'yayim. Uman negam shloy besumim, because it says the chol mar eni akayim. Afrivim shloy besumim. Dine Torah can't be with a summa. And the Gemara later says that even a summa ma'achas me'in of his kasher is possible, I mean, because it says l'chol mari eini akayin, so you need both eyes. So Mela also rivim has to be shloy besumim. The dayan needs to be have both eyes. A summa ma'achas me'in of his also possible. That's what Gemara says later in Reb Meir. And the Rishayim say, Rashi says, rivim is mash mivim Gemara din. So Reb Meir that has the hekish of rivim to negon, he holds that even the Gemara Din has to be B'yayim. Then the Gemara brings a story that there was a Samya, there was a blind person that was B'shevusid, the Rabbi Yechanan, that was in the Rabbi Yechanan's neighborhood, that was Don Dini, was the Daini Paskin, and Rabbi Yechanan allowed him to do that. And the Gemara Sakasha, Rabbi Yechanan, how could Rabbi Yechanan hold that way? Rabbi Yechanan holds a Locha Kestam Mishnah. And there's a Mishnah Nida that says, called Akasha Ladin Kasha Lehayid, that everyone who is Akasha Redayin is Kasha Fahidis, the Yesh Akasha Lehayid Vain Kasha Ladin. But there are Edim, people that are kasha for Edus and not kasha to be a dayan. So what does it mean? V'amar Rabbi Yechanan, see, sumim achas meinav. And Rabbi Yechanan says, what's the case that you have somebody that's kasha to be a aid and not kasha to be a dayan? So the only case is a sumim achas meinav. If he's sumim from both eyes, so then he's a pasul aid. There's a Gemara of Bavasi that way. Ayra, an aid has to have, an aid can't be a sumim. And it's not only because he has to see in order to say Edus. Even if he saw the Edus when he was not a Summa, and then he became a Summa, there's a psul of Eirah, and you need Chilas of a Sefer B'kashrus. But a Summa Me'achas Meinav could see, so he could be an aid. But this Mishnah is telling you can't be a Dayan. Why? Because Makash Rivim L'Negom, and by Negom it says L'Chol Mari Eini Akain, so he has to have both eyes. So Melehu Adim by Dayanus, he has to have both eyes. So the Shaila is, if the Stam Mishnah says that Yesh Kasha Ladin Ve'en Kasha Le'en Yesh Kasha Le'en Amin Ve'en Kasha Ladin, and Rabbi Yechanan explains the Stam Mishnah that's referring to a Suma, that's the only case we have that someone's a kosher ate an apostle a dayin, because everything else, the dinim are the same. Like kravim and psulim, and these things which you have, psul dayanis, that's also psul edus. Taisus Anida asks the question, what about a seine? The Gemara earlier says that a seine, according to the Machlekes, but a seine is possible to be a dayin, but he's kasha to be an aid. So Taisus answers Anida, we're talking about people of psulim for everyone, not just possible for one person. Rabbi Yehuda says here that the pshat is a seine, is not a psul, it's not a lifelong psul. You know, he could get rid of it. He could stop being a seine. It won't be possible anymore. Al-Kopanim, that's what Rabbi Eichanan said, that the Mishnah is referring to a suma, and a suma, Al-Kopanim, Be'achas Me'inav, is still a kosher aid, but is a pasul a dayin. So the question is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, that a suma is pasul, so why did Rabbi Eichanan allow the suma to be a dayin in his neighborhood? So the Gemara says, it's the same shmuz. Our Mishnah says that there's no psul laila, only by the tchilas din, because vayi b'yayim and tchilay, but there's no psul laila by the gemar din. So since our gemara holds there's no psul laila by the gemar din, so mele hu adin, there's no psul suma. And the gemara explains why Rabbi Yechanan did our stam as opposed to that stam, because stam the rabbi modif, or it's it melagabe dina. The Gemara explains why Astam is the Iker. So Kipshutei, the Pshat is, that the reason why the Gemara is tailored the Psul Laila with the Psul Suma, in other words, even though you have a Stam Mishnah saying clearly there's a Psul Suma, and our Mishnah says just that there's a Heksher by Laila, so Mehecha Tesis Tali Zebizet, maybe Laila is Kasher and Suma is Pasul. So Pashas the Pshat is, Mimanavshach, if you dash in the Hekish, Makish Rivum Linagon, so that tells you there's a psul laila, because Nagam has a psul laila, and that also tells you there's a psul suma, even a suma machas meinav. And that's where Abmeya holds that both laila and suma is pasul. And if our Mishnah says laila is kosher, so that means behechach, we're not being makish rivum in Nagam. So if we're not being makish rivum in Nagam, so where would it come a psul suma? That's the pashtus, how you learn up the sugya. Now Taisus asks a kasha, that maybe really we are makish rivum in Nagam. Now, our Mishnah says the Shaftu Sambachal Ace teaches you that Belaila is kosher. So that goes connected to Hekesh. So, Benegayim, whether you have to be Dam B'yayim or Belaila, there we have the Pasuk of Shaftu Sambachal Ace. And that teaches you it has to be Bedafka, can even be Belaila. Doesn't have to be Bedafka B'yayim. Mashenki and Lagabe Suma, the Shaftu Sambachal Ace doesn't tell you even a Suma Kedan. So that's why a Suma is possible. So, how did Rabbi Eichanan see that there's a machloikis in the Mishnayis Lagabi Suma? We have a Stam Mishnah Nida that a Suma is Pasul. We have a Stam Mishnah here that a Laila is Kasher. And we have a way to Shtim the two. We could say there's a Hekesh Rivum Linagam, and that's why Suma is Pasul. But we could say that the Hekesh doesn't apply to Laila because it's Xeris Akasim Mimafki, the Hekesh of a Shaftu Samachalais. I say Fektasis Akasha. So the Chidush Iran answers the Kasha Kipshutai. And he says, the Gemara asked the Kasha, what does Rameyah do with the Pasuk V'shaftu Isam B'chaleis? The Gemara asked that for a Kasha. And the Gemara says, it's like, Suya Yayma Mu'unan. Laila is going to be Pasul, and V'shaftu Kamleis is coming to you Marba, a cloudy day. A cloudy day is also a Psul for Nagon, but a cloudy day is not a Psul for Dinim. So the Gemara held that, why does the Rabbanan argue? If they would hold of the Hekish, even though it says V'shaftu Isam B'chaleis, that's not enough to mefkir the Hekish, ain't Hekish L'machza. V'shavta v'chaleis will be, like Rebbe says, will be bar b'yayim emunan. From the fact that a Mishnah kash is b'layla, v'ayis teis v'chal doesn't hold it a hekesh. T'chila is din is al tz'hoye b'yayim and t'chila is banav. See, is that say? V'hoye b'yayim and t'chila is banav, v'tchila is din, because v'shavta v'chaleis, you want it to tell you layla. But if you'd have a hekesh, you wouldn't use v'shavta v'chaleis to tell you layla, you'd use v'shavta v'chaleis dafti mar b'yayim emunan. Shtigl dachuk, that's where Taisus blives shver. The Ksais in Simon Zayin says a Geshmak Eteretz. He says, Be'etzim, the Gemara in Yevamis, in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, the Gemara says that a Suma wouldn't work for Chalitza. You wouldn't need a Pasuk that tell you that a Suma you can't use for Chalitza, because since Chalitza needs Bezdin, it needs the Kainim, it needs Sanhedrin, and by Sanhedrin there's a din of Kulach Yafir Yossi Yemum Einbach. There's a din of Mum is a Psul and Sanhedrin. So Mela, since Chalitza needs Sanhedrin, and Mumin is a Psul and Sanhedrin, so that's why a Suma would be possible. So why is Taka Suma Kasha Fidine Tayyar according to the Chacham, and what happened to the din of Kulach Rafa Rayasi Mumein Bach that it can't be in Sanhedrin? So Zakhtik Sais Tayyar says, Parshat, because we don't need Sanhedrin Fidine Mamanis. Wherever you need Smuchin, wherever you need Sanhedrin, Smuchin there, you need a din of Kulach Rafa Rayasi, you need a din that it has to be the din like by Sanhedrin. And Gemara says, Lay in that Laman Vavim and Beis. A din in a fascist taka need that it shouldn't have a mum. Or the same way it talks about mamzer, that it can't have a psul yichus for din in a fascist. For Sanhedrin, there's a din that you need kulach rafa yafach rasi mum einbach. A din in mamnes, you don't need smuchin. Samael, you don't need Sanhedrin. Samael is no psul suma. Hazak the ksais kishmak. He says, the Gemara earlier had a machlekes where Rabbi Yechanan was the one that held that midiraisi you do need smuchin. It was just that the Kanes Chachamim that you don't need smuchim, shalai tinol delz with they love him. But midiraisi you need smuchim. So mamela, ayba zay midiraisi anyway, asuma is pasul. Bainler ab meya bainler abanan. It's not in the game midiraisi, because since you need smuchim, and in smuchim there's a din of kulach yachav yasi mum einbach, that by smuchim there's a din that you need Sanhedrin, you need a din that asuma doesn't work, you shouldn't have any mumin. So Ibizai, you can't say that the heckish Rivan Linagon is for Sumin and for Laila of a Shaftu Zamachalais is Mefkir the heckish. Because there is no, it's not Nagay Sumin Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you anyway can't have Sumin. Because you need Kulach Rafiyas Mamebach. Midiraisa, anyway, it can't be. So you'll have to say like this, Zakhtiksai. So Machalais Ramei and the Chum Baker is about Laila. Ramei is Makish Rivan Linagon and Mamele is Ipsul Laila. And the Chachamim not makish rivim negam el is no psul laila. Now, since by negam there's a psul sumim, so even though midiraisa it's not negeya, because midiraisa anyway you can't have sumim because you need Sanhedrin. But now the Chachamim are masakin that you don't need Sanhedrin, you don't need mumchim, you don't need smuchin, you don't need the din of Sanhedrin. Taka takanas Chacham, but that's the way it is. But now it come out of machlekes remain derabanan benegeya the din derabanan, even though the whole thing is derabanan. But since Rabbi Meir holds there is a hekesh rivim l'negon, which is negayet to the deraisetik din of Laila, so that would apply even once the Rabbanan said you don't need smuchim anymore, so there's no chsarin of mum, but suma would still be a problem, because negon has a psul suma, so whatever it is a psul suma, mitzad negon, so that would apply to mum and esoso. I mean, deraisa, the whole thing's not negayet, because suma would be passed lots of different tamals bal mum. But now you don't have that deraisa dika din of Balmum because we're saying you don't need smuchim, but you still have this psul, the psul of Rivim Linagon. He says it's sushdel to this. He says it's not shrei to say this. He brings it sushdel. The Gemara is mamayit shtoris from Aino. The Gemara says that you learn out that from a klal or prada klal that for Aino you need davar metaltul v'gufa imamim and mamelu mamayit karkois. And avodim in shtaris from Aino. But the Ran asks, I mechiru shtaris at the Rabbanan. The Shem Rishenim hold mechiru shtaris at the Rabbanan. If you hold mechiru shtaris at the Rabbanan, so what's the pshat? The Gemara is m'maydeh from Aino. There is no din mechiru midaraisa. So how could you use a pasuk to m'maydeh from Aino when midaraisa is no such thing as mechiru shtaris? That's not the Ran. Because the pasuk's telling you this, you said, we have this klal prada klal, you need a goof for a moment. It's not going to negate midaraisa. But once the chazal was mistaken, there is a din of mechiru shtaris. So now the pasuk's memayit is from Aino. Because it doesn't fit into the pasuk's criteria of Aino that you need to have a metaltal, v'guf v'imamin. So the same thing with Suma. Even though midiraisa is anyway not negay a Suma, because he can't have a balmum, because he needs an Sanhedrin. But once the Rabbanan said you don't need Sanhedrin, you don't need mumchen, shaitinil dels with ne'elavin. So now if you hold of the hekesh of rivan l'negayim, so then I'll say hekesh rivan l'negayim, now we're going to say that a Suma is pasul. And the chachamim don't hold of the hekesh rivim l'negon, because they otherwise they would have to hold of a psul laila. So they don't hold of the hekesh rivim l'negon. So it may l'sum is kasher. But the pshat is you can't say that they hold of the hekesh and v'shavtus amachaleis is mafkir the hekesh linyan laila and may the hold of the hekesh linyan suma. Because if the whole hekesh was just given linyan suma, that's not that can't be. Because midiraisa it's anyway not negei suma. Midiraisa suma is anyway pasul al spal mum. The whole thing that's negay assume is midarabanan. So if you already have the hekish, and the hekish is mamayat laila, so then, now that we don't need any more We don't have a problem about mum anymore because you don't need Sanhedrin. But now the hekesh will be mamayit suma because it's not dumi d'negon. Mashenkein, according to the rabbanon, you can't say that there's a hekesh because since the hekesh doesn't work for laila, it doesn't work for anything midaraisa. So mele behechrich, there is no hekesh, and that's how we know that suma is kosher. Al kol panim, this is one mahalach in the Gemara. And the reason how we know from the fact that this mishnah is machshir laila that who would then suma is kosher is because it's tali habaha. If you're machshir laila behechrich, you don't hold of the hekesh. If you know of the hekesh, there is no makam to pasul suma. Now Rashi and the Rif have a different mahalach in the Gemara. Rashi says, but laila, Rashi says the words dumya de suma. That laila is dumya de suma. He doesn't make this cheshbin that if the mishnah is machshir laila, oiba zay kumt ois, that it didn't hold of the hekesh, and once it doesn't hold of the hekesh, it's behechrich, there's no makam to be to pasul suma. He says, Laila, if you mimaksha Laila, Laila is dumya de suma. And the Rif is masbid even more. Because the Rif was gairis, and the Rishonim say that Rashi was also gairis this way. We don't have this Rashi, but the Rishonim apparently did. The Rif was gairis that the suma in the Gemara, the samya that was Yeruzer Bechon, was a suma ba'achas me'enov. And the Rif says that what's the raya from this stam? Because the Stam Mishnah says, Dina Mamun is done in Miyam and Garim Belaila, to Kuli Inshile Matil Lemegze Belaila, Kerechazi Suma Ba'achas Main of Miyam, Uktani Garim Delaila, the cave in the Garim Belaila, Dinu Lesum Ba'achas Main of Shayidna Miyam Machatchila. Says, because if it's a matter of eyesight, a Suma Ba'achas Main of could see better than people who could see by night. So, Mamela, if you're going to passel by night, if you're going to be makshe by night, Vayis says you don't need the visibility. A night vision is good enough, so suma ba'achas me'enov by day could see better than most people could see by night. So the Baal Amar says, that's a strange tam. He should have said a better tam. He should have said the reason is, if you're makshe by night, Vayis says you don't hold of the hekesh. And if you don't hold of the hekesh, so there's no makan to pasul suma. Why is he saying a strange thing? Because by night you have even less eyesight than a suma ma'achas me'enov. So the Ramban is masbir that Vaislis Rashi in the Rif had. The Ramban also likes the Baal Amar's pshat. He says that's how his Rebbeim explained it. But Lamaisi wants to explain pshat in the Rif, and he says the Rif and Rashi had the problem that Taisis Kasha, that maybe we are ma'achash even in the gun, and that's why suma is possible. And Rishavta with some b'chaleis tells you that Laila is kasha lafuke de hekesh. Just like it's lafuke b'yem yem uchleis banav. That's why they said their pshat. But what is this pshat? What's the pshat in the Rashi and the Riv's pshat? That they're saying that suma is dumya de Laila. And like the Riv says, in Laila you see less than the suma me'achas me'enov. So you have to say a meridig achidish lafi Rashi and the Riv. That they hold, and they're learning this up in the Gemara, the psul laila is not a din in the zman. Al kapanim, if you makish even with negom, it's that way. Because by negom, l'chayr, it is that way. It's not a din in the zman be'etzim. It's a din you have to be able to see. When you're missing eyesight, you can't be a dayan. Whatever it is, a dayan has to have eyesight. Why? Because there's the kasav. L'chayr, a dayan just has to hear the tainus, and he has to be able to think. But no, the Gemara is saying he has to see. Makish even with negom. He has to have eyesight. So if you're going to pass the Laila smakish even in the gum, so the sighted psul is going to be as the felt eyesight. So when you pass the suma, again, even suma, it's not the pshat, it's psul gavra, that a mensch, it's a suma, he has the mum of suma, so mele can't be a dayan, that's not the vart. That's not the vart by the gum. The vart is he's missing in his ria. So for ria is in the gum, you need a shleimus sticky ria with two eyes. You have only one eye, you're missing in your ria. Zakt the Rif and Rashi suma mela. If you're going to passel a suma ba'achas me'enov, because he's missing in his ria, so how can you makshe by night? By night, also you're missing in ria. Once you be makshe by night, Vayis says you don't need ria. If you don't need ria, so suma is also that way. So even if you have a pasuk v'shavtas amachaleis, which teaches you that there's a kashus by night, up in them pasuk state that you don't need ria. So suma also akapanim suma ba'achas me'enov, like the Rif says, has even more ria, it's not shaykh to passel that. So these are two pshatim in the Gemara. Let's see, come. The chazer over. We have the Parshat Pshat in the Gemara that a lot of Rishonim hold that once you're saying that Lila is kosher in them state, that you don't hold it a Hekesh, because if you held it a Hekesh, you'd have to pass the Lila. And if you don't hold it a Hekesh, Summa Mela, there's no Makkim to pass the Summa. But that's Shver, because maybe you hold it the Hekesh, just Veshavta Summa Chalais is Mefkiya the Hekesh. So that we said, the Rishonim say a Teretz that you wouldn't say it to Mefkiya the Hekesh, you would use it for Yom HaMunim, like Rabbi Meir, that's the Chlushi Aran. We had the Ksaisis Pshat, that according to Rabbi Eichanan, that Midraisi needs Smucha, that means Midraisi Stam is assuming it's possible because it's felt in Sanhedrin, it's Kulachi Afar Ayasi. So the whole Hekesh is Negei to Laila. So you can't say that you're darshan the Hekesh with your Mefkiya Laila. Because Midraisi is only Negei to Laila. But Teretz says, but once you darshan the Hekesh with Negei Laila, so even though now Midrabanan, you don't need Smucha anymore, Balkabanim, you still have the Hekesh to Pasel Sumin. Even though the whole kashus is the Rabbanim, but the Hekesh still pasul sumin. That was the Ksaisis vart. And then you have Rashi in the Rif that says like this, that says that if you're going to say that for whatever reason, even if it's Xeris HaKasu being Mefki the Hekesh, but Lila is going to be kosher, despite the lack of visibility of Lila, so Suma also can't be different. Because when we're dealing with the Hekesh, even in the Goyim, that's how we're teaching the Rashi in the Rif. The issue isn't the Gavra, is he a sumo, is he not a sumo, or the Zman, is it Yoyim, is it Laila? The issue is how much could you see? That you need Yoyim, it was a half a minute to even pass the Yoyim and Ma'unan. The Psul of Sumo Machas Meinov is all the Shailan, a Dayan needs visibility, just like by Nagon. So once you're Machshah Laila, in Dem State, you don't have to see. If you don't have to see, so you have to be Machshah Sumo also. That is a Machlaikas Yishainim. We mentioned this in the Rif, but this is the Machlokes Yishainim. Rav Yishainim hold that a Suma Mishtei Einov is possible. And the Gemara is actually for Suma is Dafka Ba'achas Meinov. And like we said, the Rif was Geri, said there was a Geri, even the Gemara, who Sami Ba'achas Meinov, that was Shavis of Rabbi Eichanan. But Rav Yishainim hold this way, the Rambam passes this way. The Rif, the Yishainim, Eifanar, the Chadush Yeran, V'chuli, the Balamar, the Ramban, the Machamis, Taisis and neither the Afnun says not that way. Taisa Nida Dafnun says Mechatesa. If you're not being Makash even in the Gom, so even a Sumishtainav should be Kashal Adun. He names on that way for a Pashtus. The Mardchai here brings it down to Bani Yeruchim. The Rishainim that hold the Sumishtainav is Kashal. But the Rishainim that hold this apostle say, the Mishnah says, Kashal Adun, Kashal Ahayat. And they state in the Resh of the Mishnah. Anyone who's Kashal to be a Dayan is Kashal to be Mayat. And if you can tell me a Sumishtainav, is kasha to be a dayan, then you're going to tell me that he's kasha lahayit, but that's not true. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, tafkuf chav chesem and aleph, that a suma is possible, even if he saw the edus before he was a suma, then he became a suma, there's a psula guf of suma, ra'a yoda, that you need chalas of a seifer bekashus, so the chayit of mishas mafurish, that a suma, which is, you know, when the mishas says kala kasha lad and kasha lahayit, and we find out that a suma is possible lahayit, so in the Mishnah, it's the Chayyah clear that he's Pasal Ladon. So Taisus holds Ein Echanami. Taisus holds the Reish of the Mishnah is also Rabbi Meir. Just like the Sefer of the Mishnah that says that you can have a Kasha Lahayid Vein a Kasha Ladon. And the Mar says it's Lasuye Suma Me'achas Me'enov. And it goes like Rabbi Meir that holds his Ein a Kasha Ladon. So who within the Reish of the Mishnah is also only Rabbi Meir? Called a Kasha Ladon, Kasha Lahayid is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds that a Suma is Pasal Ladon. But we hold, not like Rabbi Meir, we hold the Suma is Kasha Ladan. But the Rishonim will know, Dafka the Seif is Rabbi Meir. The Reisha goes even according to the Rabbanan. But why Tak is a Suma B'shtei Einav Pasal Ladan, like the Rabbanan? Either Rabbanan are not Makish Rivim L'Negoim, like the Gemara says clearly, the Rabbanan are not Makish Rivim L'Negoim. So what's the Psul of a Suma B'shtei Einav? So you could say one of two Svars. Either you could say that they're learning up that whatever you have a Psul Eidos, that's what made Lepsul Dayanis. Remember, Chaykes Yishayim about this, Lagabi Isha, that whenever there's a Psul Eidus, that's what made Lepsul Dayanis. Since you learn that from a Pasuk, Ayurad is a Psul Eidus, so these Yishayim hold, that Mimela makes it a Psul Dayanis, so it's a Psul Pasul, just like it's Pasul Eidus. But the Smat, Simen Zayin Sifkan Vav, says another Mahalach, why Tzum Mishtein of his Pasul? Because he says, that is the Psul Laila. The Psul Laila is because he can't see. And a Suma B'shtei Einav also can't see. So he has the Psul Laila. Mechayit the Psul Laila, the Pshat is the Psul for the Gemara Din. So the Nesiva says there'll be an afkamina between these two Mahalchim. If you say that it's a Psul Be'etzim, just like a psul edus, so it even be possible for trilis din. But if you say it's a psul because he blames Lila because he can't see, so then if let's say at the time of the trilis din he was able to see, and he became blind during the din Torah, he allowed to be going in the din that way, because there's no psul lila l'gabed the gemara din. The psul lila is only l'gabed the trilis din. That's like the nesivus. But it's a big chiddush isma. Because if you're going towards makish even when the gun, then you could say the psul blime, side of psul lila, side of psul suma is because he can't see. Or the psul suma makish main of is because he can't see. But if you're going to al tzvahi b'yayim and chilu is banav, that tells you the trilis din has to be b'yayim, and the Shavuot of Samach Aleis tells you the Gemara din can be Belaila, but B'yayim tells you, when the Chil says be B'yayim, Me'echa Teisa has to do with seeing. That could be a Zman. That has to be the Zman of B'yayim as opposed to Laila. You don't have the Raif and the Ram and the Rif. Rashi and the Rif was saying it, L'gabi Rabbi Meir's din. L'gabi Rabbi Meir's din that passes Laila because of the Hekesh Tinagoyim, so Asuma Koshkein Asuma, if you're going to pass Asuma Hekesh Tinagoyim Meinich, so Kol Shken you'll pass the Lila's Hekesh in the Gom, because according to Rabbi Meir, the Hekesh in the Gom is only a vart of visibility. But L'chaya, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. So the Psul Lila comes in V'hoi B'yem Achil is Banav, Me'echateis has to do with seeing. See, the Sma B'emesin says a Gaval de Gechidosh Hashitase, this was Sma's in Simen Zayin Sivkot and Vav. The Sma in Simen Hei Sivkot and Vav, on the Etzim Din, that the Shulchan Aruch there brings down the Halacha, the Dinim Amunis, the Tchilis Din has to be B'yem, and Yigayim in Belaila. So the Sma was wondered that we don't seem to be so makbunan, and we make Dinei Torah Belaila. So he says that by Kibl Minei, let's say the like most Dinei Torah, because the Dayanim, they're Bali Dinim, were Makabal the Dayanim, they agreed, so they could be Makabal Psulim, they can Makabal Laila also. If they agree to do a Belaila, just like they can Makabal Pasul Dayanim, they can Makabal do a Belaila, and the Din will be Chal, as long as the Bali Dinim, I'm asking to do a Belaila. But ain't a chenami, a bezin that would be done, that'd be doing it al yidei kfiya, not from the Kabbalah's Bali din, they wouldn't be allowed to make the tchilas din belayel al kapanim. But he says a gvaldik achidish din simen hey, that if he would he explain that the psul suma b'shtei einav is learnt out from Lila, because the psul of Lila is because he can't see, so ay b'zay, if you put up neiris, and now you could see, you turn on the light, well, in those days, you had neiros, and you're able to see. So, mamele, able to see, you don't have a psul lila. So, the achreinim, the shach, the tum, the nesivis, they all argue. They say, mistimus ha-paiskim, it doesn't say anywhere that if you make neiros, you can dam b'lila. But the sma is going to shitasei, that the sma is saying that the psul of sum b'shteinav is because you learn that from lila. So, mamele, conversely also, when you have lila and you could see, it won't be a psul. But it's not mochach, because it could be even stam. When you have a psalayla, like by Nagom, you have a psalayla, even if you have neiris, you can't see the Nagom, because the maisi, you need the visibility of yayim, the visibility of vayla is not good enough. So all the achreinim are masik, not like this map. Al kaponim, legabe sumish te'enav, even though some rishainim, taisus and neither dafnun, and some other rishainim hold that's kosher, if you don't look at mail and maisa, where every rishain hold it's possible. Could be because the psul edis blibes the psul deyanis mamela. It could be like the Sma says, because the psul lila you have for the Gemara din would apply to a sumo also because he can't see. The Levush says, because the makash evil in the gum, but it's very shrey. The chayy wouldn't hold the makash evil in the gum, because then a sumo bakash main of also should be kasher. I mean, should be pasul. The chayyim amayach about it, the psul and simon zayin, the chayyim mishpat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.